I was born bold.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on SEN.
Welcome back to the program. Now, if you've been following us this morning, Mitch Cleary, young journalist at AFL Media, has been stood down. He named Brooke Cotchin in a Friday night social media post after Caroline Wilson, who had already named her on a radio on Thursday night. The AFL have stood him down indefinitely, which raises plenty of questions, I think. I'm not a journalist. I don't know if Wispy sees himself as a journalist, but Sammy Edmund is our senior chief sports reporter. He is. How's this gone down, Sammy, and what's the attitude from the AFL? Welcome.
Gary, Tim, good morning to you. I hope you're both going well. Well, it's gone down, as you'd expect, like a complete and utter lead balloon. And if you'd ever doubted the independence of AFL media, you've been completely vindicated. And you do feel for the people there, Mitch, and all the people there who have fought so hard and claimed they've got independence. Well, now I think we can say they definitely don't. Stood down indefinitely, Mitch Cleary, on Friday, the naming, as you say, Brooke Cotchin as the person who was the subject of the Richmond fine for going to that beauty salon up on the Gold Coast.
So the criticism of AFL media, for those that may not follow it as closely, is that they are just, those that are critical say that they're just a PR arm of the AFL and that they'll toe the company line. And now, I've worked there previously and I never thought that to be the case. I never once experienced that. Damien Barrett is their chief sports reporter. I don't want to sell Damien down, but he's the main man there. He defends and, stridently that they've got independence. So how's that all going to wash this morning?
Well, it's never stopped him, has it? I mean, Damien Barrett's an example that's come up repeatedly because he hasn't been shown, when he deems it justifiable to go after the administration or indeed the clubs. But what the AFL are saying, Gary and Tim, is that when people sign up there to work there, they're not journalists, they're employees. And for something like this, I think it just points to the entire stress that the game and the people who run the game are under at the moment. So in previous times when Damien Barrett's had a crack at someone, in the AFL's mind, they haven't viewed the whole season being at stake because of it. And the perception of the game with respect to state governments, everyone is hypersensitive to there at AFL House at the moment. To the point where I reckon if this was a player, it's been made clear to me, Gary, if this was a player that had gone to get a haircut or a tattoo or a beauty salon or whatever it might be, then, and Mitch Cleary had broken the news that it was the name of that player, then he probably wouldn't be stood down. But there's an added layer of sensitivity around the fact that it's a wife of a player involved. They're not necessarily, familiar with this sort of lifestyle. Yes, they've signed up to the protocols up there, but it's not a microscope that they're overly familiar with. So that all goes into the mix as well.
I understand that. We had that name as well on Thursday. We chose not to, sorry, Tim. We chose not to name Brooke as well. That's just us, though, because of the sensitivities. But when she'd already been named on a Thursday night by Caroline Wilson, all bets are off, aren't they?
Yeah. So I reckon the entire media fraternity had either heard her name or was reasonably sure it was her. But we didn't have access to the Instagram story that she'd posted and either deleted or it's since expired. So Mitch had obviously acquired that, and he went with it, as any journalist, I think, who worth their salt would have done. But in the AFL's mind, they're saying, well, just because Caroline Wilson named her on radio on Thursday, there were still stories being written on Friday that hadn't named her, and they reckon that had largely slipped through the cracks. In their mind, it wasn't until Mitch put it out there on Friday that it opened up a floodgate of print and digital stories with Brooke Cotchin's name mentioned. So they view it as Mitch lighting the touch paper on it, not Caroline Wilson.
So this is about the sensitivity around this.
100%, yeah. The AFL are pointing to the fact that, well, the whole season's at stake with this sort of thing, and the perception of how they're viewed by the respective state governments is key to their decision. And they're saying Mitch will be back. He hasn't been fired. He hasn't been sacked. He's just been stood down. I think the executive would have to sign off on it as well. So they've acted pretty quickly there on Friday, and it certainly hasn't gone down well.
So has he been stood down indefinitely?
Yes.
There's no return date
at the moment.
It was Mitch Cleary that got the cut through and not Caro. So they think that Caro, who's long been held as one of the most senior reporters in the country, has broken the story on Thursday. But they think that slipped through the cracks, and it wasn't until Mitch Cleary put it on his Instagram that it became a story. That staggers me.
Yeah, he's tweeted. They're seemingly drawing a line in the sand between a broadcast story in this sense, and a print and online sort of story. So they're saying that the written word, the pen mightier than the sword, I guess, Gary, and they've said that this was the one that started it all, and that therefore Mitch is the fall guy.
Well, Caro's been downgraded there, Wisp. That's a bit unfair, I would have thought. Hey, what would you do if you were one of his colleagues? Tim's floated strike action today.
Well, it could be a chance. I mean, if you looked at Twitter last night, and the AFL media fraternity haven't held back at all, saying independence is what we've always fought so hard for. You know, Mitch is an upstanding guy. He always fights for accuracy. And he's a very, very good journalist. I think he's a Scotty Palmer medalist, isn't he, Gaz?
He is.
Yeah. The great Mitch Cleary as well. So, no, he's very good at his job. No doubt about that. I think, well, not just within AFL media, but there was an absolute tsunami of support from the wider football media last night as well. So hopefully common sense prevails soon and he gets back in doing what he does best sooner rather than later.
All right, Sammy, good to hear your voice. We'll hear you throughout the day on SEN. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, guys.
You're an AFL-accredited media person, Wisp, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Well, you are too. We all are, yeah.
Would you be prepared to down tools in support for one of your own?
If I worked for the AFL, I don't work for the AFL though.
No, but as you know, the media.
If I did.
The journalistic fraternity.
I think so. In all honesty, somebody like Damien Barrett, who holds the most senior position at the AFL, if he doesn't stand up for Mitch Cleary, then I don't think that he believes in the integrity of journalism at all.
It'll be a very interesting watch, Wispy. Let's get some news headlines. Jordan Lewis not far away. We'll get back to talking footy stuff after this.